This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live. We're about to kick off the four-hour transmission. It's hard to believe, depending on how you slice it, that we're only, what, 12 to 11 days. If you count Fox, we're 12 days out, counting Election Day. But if you look at just the calendar, it's 11 days until it kicks off. We have the editor-in-chief of the National Enquirer joining us today with breaking news. We have Roger Stone, Larry Nichols, and so much more. Huge breaking news today. But first, I'd like to kick the transmission off with an extremely powerful John Bowne report that cuts right to the heart of the matter.
Do you hear that knock on your door? Could it be an illegal alien canvassing your neighborhood begging you to vote for Hillary Clinton, the criminal candidate that will fight for the 750,000 illegals under DACA that has already been struck down by the Supreme Court? The propaganda shills at the Washington Post report, quote, 4 years after the DACA program was launched, many of the beneficiaries are still in a kind of limbo. Unsure about whether their status would be renewed under a President Trump and concerned that their family members could be deported. The uncertainty was underscored earlier this year when the U.S. Supreme Court let stand a federal court injunction.
I will do what I can as president. I'm hoping if we win back the Senate and we win the White House again, the Republicans are going to see the error of their ways and quit using immigrants to divide our country and quit taking the kind of mean-spirited actions that they do. You know, I was the first person to call out Donald Trump. I said, basta, enough of this prejudice and paranoia and the kind of language that he uses. So, and quit
using immigrants to divide our country.
President Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton couldn't even help the people they were attempting to illegally protect. The American Constitution and the 4-4 vote at the Supreme Court put a stop to that. Or maybe that knocking at your door is the Pentagon demanding their money back. With interest. The LA Times reported, short of troops to fight in Iraq and Afghanistan a decade ago, the California National Guard enticed thousands of soldiers with bonuses of 15,000 or more to reenlist and go to war. Now the Pentagon is demanding the money back. Nearly 10,000 soldiers, many of whom served multiple combat tours, have been ordered to repay large enlistment bonuses and slapped with interest charges, wage garnishments, and tax liens if they refuse. After audits revealed widespread overpayments by the California Guard at the height of the war's last decade, roughly $30 million needs to be paid back. Meanwhile, the Pentagon's black budget, taxpayer money, fueling the unconstitutional COG shadow government, rose from $52.6 billion in 2013 to $59 billion in 2015. Or maybe that person knocking on your door is an Obamacare rep who stopped by to tell you that your premiums have gone up by at least 25%, warning you to be prepared when your medications have to be switched because the health insurance companies are jumping overboard from the Titanic that is the Affordable Care Act.
One fix that would drive premiums down.
Look, once again, there's no sense in which this has to be fixed. The law's working as designed.
Well, whoever it is, you should probably exit your home from a back door and get out there and get in that early vote. Because at least that vote will put a stop to this bureaucratic liberal madness, right? Early voter Lisa Howlett reported, Republican straight ticket was highlighted. However, the Clinton cane box was also highlighted. I tried to go back and change and could not get it to work. Shandy Clark also reported, I had a family member that voted this morning and she voted straight Republican. She checked before she submitted and the vote had changed to Clinton. Is it any wonder why Hillary Clinton is soaring in all of the fake polls while her VP candidate can only attract an audience of 30 to his rally? while Trump and Pence bring in tens of thousands. The entire machine is rigged, not just the voting booths. The entire damnation that is our federal government, top to bottom. It's the great American screw job. And just in time for Election Day, the scum that has risen to the top of the globalist-owned and taxpayer-funded bureaucracy want you to know just how much they really loathe you, America. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
It has become a giant circus to distract us from the fact that our entire future is being stolen. We'll be back.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now only 11 days out. And my head is swimming with the possibilities, with the probabilities, with the different developments. Wow, the Democrats and their operatives are promising to burn down the United States if somehow Trump gets in. Hillary plans to accelerate the deindustrialization and the balkanization along racial lines in that entire divide-and-conquer program if she gets in. Across the world, people are fighting back against world government and against the tyranny. It is an amazing time to be alive. We have so much here to go over. Wow. So much here to break down today. All over the United States, reports are flooding in and people are taking photos of it as well, of where their votes are being flipped. But Texas is a major focal point. And driving into work today, I saw one polling place that had a line about 200 feet long out the door, and I've tweeted that out at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. And that's what Texas election officials are seeing is record-breaking turnout, and, quote, it's all for Trump, black, white, Hispanic, Christian, Jewish, even Muslim, you name it. Trump has come out after Drudge Report linked to several of our articles detailing it in the last 2 days and is warning of vote flipping on machines. People are not happy. Big lines. What is going on? Also, an amazing video just showing hypocrisy video. Rude CNN reporter asked Trump why he's taking time off and not campaigning hard. He's broken all records. On average, 6 stops a day, 8 yesterday, and is set to have 7 today, where he speaks up to an hour per visit. It's the stamina is just unprecedented. But in inversion world, Trump's a racist. He has no stamina. He wants to bankrupt the country. He's a criminal. He's a sexual predator. No charges of it. No claims until now. Meanwhile, we know who Bill Clinton is. They blame him being a Russian agent. That it's all on Clinton. Just amazing. That clip is coming up. He just blows her away. Podesta, it gets really good. The latest data dump from WikiLeaks, from Podesta, he says, who told Hillary she could use a private email? Whole thing is effing insane, he said. Tell me who did it, and that person needs to be drawn and quartered. That means you have your guts pulled out and ripped out, and then 2 horses are tied to your arms and legs, and they rip you in 4 pieces. Now, that's the guy that's been involved covering up for her. Serious felony every time you do that, not just with classified material. With classified, it gets even worse. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, if you snuck on a military base and stole a secret document out of it, you could get the death penalty. And the point is, they are applying it that way to everybody else. Trump promises New Deal for Black America. We've got the clip where he breaks that down. Meanwhile, guess what's in WikiLeaks? They talk about how David Brock thinks black people are stupid. Look at that creature. I mean, anybody that grows a fake Einstein haircut to make you think they're smart. But by the way, liberals see an Einstein haircut, they bow down. Liberals are all about costumes and festooning themselves with BS. Meanwhile, in the email, they talk about how David Brock thinks black people are stupid. Leftist controllers hate everybody, folks. I'd love to just say they're going for black people. No, they want you all poor, under their control, period. It's in the emails. They want you dumb. They want you stupid. They want you under their control. They want you in debt. It's a form of slavery. Meanwhile, new WikiLeaks, Clinton campaign circulated Paul Ryan relative as possible Supreme Court pick. Wonder why old Blue Eyes is like that. Ex-head department directive, a department employee. Everyone sends sensitive info to private emails under Secretary Clinton. They go on to say, honestly, she just did it, so we changed our policy and did the same thing. That's how it works. Meanwhile, Hillary aide rushes to her side to help her climb a step. We have photos and video of her clearly falling down, beginning to fall down again and having to be helped because she starts to have one of the little minor seizures, little baby seizures. Meanwhile, get ready for civil unrest. I mentioned this survey finds that most Americans are concerned about election violence, and a big index of tweets and Facebook posts by liberals shows that they're all, basically, almost all of them saying they're going to get very, very violent. Well, let me tell you something. I catch anybody trying to burn down a house with people in it or shooting at police or firefighters or anything, I'm going to defend this republic. I'm fed up with terrorists. I'm fed up with scum. I'm fed up with people and foreign globalists like Soros trying to destabilize this country, and I'm done. But don't worry. USA Today says Clinton builds lead in divided nation worried about election day violence. In every major poll where they only sample 9% more Democrats, that's the bottom. He's beating her by 2, 3, 4, 5 points. But don't worry, USA Today, let's go look at the methodology. Oh, she's built a 10-point lead magically, getting you ready for the fraud. So we're going to be breaking that down in great detail. Again, I mentioned the election fraud that's going on. Don't let that discourage you. This is the animating contest of liberty. You have a right in your private polling area. The polling official is not supposed to be in there. And they're misinterpreting laws. We've looked at it, telling you you can't be videotaping with your own phone or photographing your vote. They're supposed to give you paper ballots if you want them. They're not doing it all over the country. We confirmed right here in Austin it's not happening. At multiple polling places, we have it on video. And we're there to document it, not to interfere. We're outside talking to people in exit polls. That is what the media has always done. It's part of defending our republic and the integrity of our election system. But continuing, Donald Trump will win, claims professor who correctly predicted every U.S. presidential election since he set up this computer program. And that's what the Google bots show. It's what Facebook bots show. It's what all the big corporate bots. And by the way, I'm hooked into it because I have a major website and I've got basically full access to Google. Most people that have sites just have smaller access to the analytics because I've been working with Google, working with the devil for at least 18, 19 years. We've got full access. We don't do whole shows off the data we've got. But some of it's proprietary. We're not supposed to show it. It's basically like an NSA interface. And it just shows Trump off the charts everywhere. I mean, Hillary has the excitement in the public of cleaning up dog crap out of your backyard when you're 12 years old and the dog's been out there for a week and you haven't been scooping like you're supposed to. And dad or mom says, get out there before I let you go to the movies and scoop up the dog crap. That was my job, mow the yard, pick up the dog crap. I hate to use a gross analogy, but the excitement she's got on the internet is the level that you have picking up dog crap. I mean, that's it. On a scale of likability, she's right there, not with dog crap, but with having to pick it up, having to deal with it. A rotten, old, evil, demonic, mafia crime boss representing the Chicago Mafia, the Dixie Mafia, the KKK. I mean, she is a despicable monster creature who, according to so many witnesses, her chef, you name it, constantly does not like black people serving her. And we'll say, just what is that N-word doing? Get that N-word in here now. And we'll write on notes like lawyers do. Get that N-word out of here. I mean, I cannot imagine having a black person serving me or anybody else and calling them names. Just the degeneracy. She doesn't give tips. I'm sorry, I'm ranting. She steals furniture everywhere. She steals it out of the State Department, the White House, the cutlery. She's a egomaniac, psychopath, person who is not just a kleptomaniac, but a kleptocrat maniac. So we're going to be breaking all of that down. The video's up on Infowars.com. We posted it to Facebook. We shot it last night. Danny Williams is in contact with people like Biggs and others and was pointing out, hey, my YouTube's been taken down. Millions and millions of views just of his press conference. Millions of views of the other videos that we've obviously shown here. And I called him up because the poor guy doesn't have any help. The media is like, it's a big right-wing conspiracy with a Trump behind it. No, he's all by himself. And I said, well, let's get you on speakerphone here. He was driving to pick up his kids after work. And I said, let's get you on speakerphone and shot a report. By early morning hours, they had reinstated it. But they said via community standards, he was racist. Nothing was racist said on the channel. Nothing was bad. But their community guidelines, oh, you've got a channel with 10 million views? We're not going to let you have that channel. We say you're a bad person. So that's the new commissariat system. The WorldNet Daily reports YouTube backs off ban on Clinton's black son. Now continuing, leaked emails show Clinton staffers struggling to handle Bill's woman issues. We've got more on that coming up and what's in the WikiLeaks. We've got Trump coming out ahead in more polls. That's just some of what we're going to break down. Former Secret Service agent we frequently interviewed is getting ready to sue for defamation, mainstream media. Also, there's a big stack of news here. Here's why Bruce Springsteen's blue-collar heroes have made Donald Trump their rock star. And expanding on that, some Jewish voters go against tide support Trump, a record number for a Republican. That's being reported out of CBS News. It's hats and T-shirts, Trump fans rally in Jerusalem's old city. Well, I thought he was the big evil anti-Semite. I'll tell you who the anti-Semites are, folks. It's the radical Islamicists, the communist Chinese are anti-Semitic for whatever weird reason. But I'll tell you really is, George Soros and Madeleine Albright, George Soros helped round up Jews in mass. I'm going to skip this break. And sell them out in Eastern Europe. He was like a bloodhound going and finding Jews and robbing them. They would think they could pay him money to get out of the country. Of course, they never did. He'd take the money and then betray them. And the Nazis loved him. Madeleine Albright's father did the same thing. And notice, these are the people that claim they represent Jews in America. They'd kill you for a dollar if they could. I don't care if you're black, white, Jewish. It doesn't matter. These are evil people. And if they're going to have the Jerusalem Post call me anti-Semitic for exposing people that round up Jews, then I am. But that's the big dirty secret that Dr. Pachinik, who is a true Holocaust survivor, lost family members, barely got out of Europe in World War II. I thought I'd have him on just for a whole hour on this because it really makes him mad at those type of folks, is that it's literally the neocons and so many of these other groups that made sure the Jews couldn't get out and got the money from the Jews, planning they were going to let them get out, and then stole it and didn't let them get out. And it's despicable. And it's organized crime. And I've decided to do some big investigative reports on that and just lay all that out because, you know, there are some real Nazis that we've got hunting Hitler going on down in South America. How about hunting Hitler's accomplices right here in America today? But they'll have the media grab some old jail guard who we're not sure is really a jail guard, might have been, when they're 95 years old and can't talk and can't defend themselves, and have some big show trial for them. They're a real Nazi. Blow their head off. But when you've got real Nazis that go on 60 Minutes and say, I don't apologize for helping round up Jews, then they get worshipped as the Jewish leaders. Truly sick. And I'm really glad to see Jews, and everybody else for that matter, waking up worldwide to just corruption and evil. No matter what name or religion or race it comes under, corruption needs to be dealt with. We all need to come together of every religion, every race, every creed for basic freedom and to fight corruption. Because that's what we're dealing with. And Obamacare and all this stuff gets passed by big corrupt special interests, put into place so all these different mafias can battle over who gets to suck the most blood out of us. And there's no one mafia that's in control right now, but they're all trying to build a world government, hoping they'll end up being in control of the technocracy. That's why all these different criminal groups support it, because it's a megalomaniacal power trip. But I digress. Huge reports out showing Trump is polling 21 to 30%, depending on the state, places like Michigan, with black Americans. And again, the political correctness says African-American, but then black folks don't even want to be called that. It's all about the media telling us what names we use for each other when we're all just human beings. But the point is, black people, it appears, to a great extent, are breaking the trance. And if Trump could get in and actually deliver on major tax cuts, and I'm all for bigger tax cuts in these inner city areas than other places. That's true affirmative action for people that have been run over and left behind. Actually, just let them have more money. Let businesses have incentive to move into those areas. And then move out the leftist controllers that want to activate mobs, again, of organized criminals to burn down the cities to drive down the wages even more. So then they come in with a community reorganization package and fake gentrification run by the establishment and then move the folks out. This is how you're being set up. I want to expose how you're being set up. I want to expose how I'm being set up. I don't like setups. I don't like economies based on fraud. I like economies based on renaissance. Now, there's so much more to get into. Obamacare architect laughs about skyrocketing premiums. We're going to play all this today. Isn't that sickening? Gruber laughs about it, and so does Ezekiel Emanuel. It's all very funny. They both laugh and say, we're going to gouge you more money. Thank God you're so stupid. So more celebrating the criminal activity in your face. We're going to be getting to all of that as well today. But before I go any further, they want to have their cake and eat it, too. They want to say the Russians are taking over the election. We've got to have international monitors from the EU and the UN run the elections. Trump is 10, 15, 20, 30 points behind, 100 points, 500 points, 1,000 points. And you're going to lie and say he's 30 points behind. Why not say 5,000 points? But you're like, well, there's only 100 points in the election. I understand that. But they want us to lose hope and believe this, so when they steal it, we buy it. But now they're panicking because there's such a landslide. As early voting numbers come in from Florida to Texas, landslide for Donald Trump. Despite all the fraud, the illegals voting over and over again, the dead people voting from Colorado to Texas to Pennsylvania, he is ahead in all these states in the exit polls. They are scared. It's record voting. That's not good for Democrats. They do better when there's low voting. And ladies and gentlemen, now, Mook, Robbie Mook, state of the race, he's come out and said that Trump could win, so get out and vote. They're hitting the panic button. Here it is.
Donald Trump has been going around telling people not to listen to the polls and saying that he can still win this race. Well, you know what? He's absolutely right. Hillary's got the wind at her back, but we can't become overconfident. We call states like Florida, North Carolina, and New Hampshire battlegrounds for a reason. They can go either way. In fact, there was a poll that showed Donald winning Florida. We've seen polls tighten since the third debate, and we expect things to get even closer before Election Day. Please visit IWillVote.com. Find out if you can vote early in your state. Or if you requested an absentee ballot, please fill it out and send it back as soon as possible.
All right, that's good.
If you want to vote on election...
That's enough. Get him off the screen. I can't look at him. Now, why are they doing this? They wanted the New York Times, USA Today, they all announced a few weeks ago, she's going to win in early voting, and we're going to call it early with projections, calling that a sampling for Hillary. The problem is the numbers from Pennsylvania, which is a true battleground, and Florida and other areas show him 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, even 10 points ahead in the samples that they're getting from early voting, and it's record level. So that's why they're panicking and saying, oh my gosh, get out there as fast as you can, because they can't steal a landslide. It'll become too obvious if at midnight, on November 8th, going into November 9th, they're having to do stuff like they did in Ohio, taking hundreds of precincts with thousands of voters in each one and giving 100% to Barack Obama. I mean, they don't want to do ham-fisted stealing like they did with Mitt Romney, because this landslide's even bigger. Now let's go ahead and go to the next one. Texas official, this is Fox, sees record-breaking turnout, and it's all for Trump. Here it is.
We are seeing that we have a record number of people registered to vote in Texas. We're having record turnouts the first day, the second day of early voting. And it's not Bernie Sanders supporters coming out to support Hillary, and it's not Barack Obama supporters coming out to support Hillary. But it is a new surge of Trump voters. Many have never registered to vote. Many have not voted in 8 or 10 elections, so they're not recorded in the polls. I think this indicates that it's going to be a crushing victory in Texas for the Trump campaign. It's very obvious to me.
Do you think some of the polls are off, or why do you think that the numbers don't line up with, in your estimation, what's really happening down there?
Well, I know for a fact that the polls are off because they oversample Democrats by about some of 8, some of them up to 16% are oversampling Democrats. They're oversampling women 5 to 8%. So the Republican vote is underreported. Plus, there's no way to sample this extra 20 or 25% of new voters that are Trump voters. They're not Republicans. They're not Democrats. They're pragmatists. They're tired of the status quo, and they won't change. And they see the Donald Trump campaign is he's the change agent.
Yeah, that's Sid Miller, who's dead on, because we haven't really gotten into this. Normally, the scamming is oversampling women or calling the independents independents when they really know it's from a pool that's mainly Democrats. And they can do that by demographic, by phone number, there's a lot of ways to do it. It's all come out. Now, they're cheating over there, too. But they're just doing it not 8 points, Sid. I haven't seen one at 8. They're all 9 and up. And he said, as high as 16? We've shown it, the CNN polls, they do after the debates, where they call 512 registered voters, and they go, call us, and you call the number, are you a registered voter? Okay, we'll call you back after the show. And then they call back, and the people that answer, and then they go, oh my, are you a Democrat? Yes, I am. Well, we're going to keep your vote then. 40-something to 20-something. I say because it varies. 46% Democrat, 48% Democrat, 23% Republican, 27% Republican. I mean, that's how they would sample it. Double the Democrats. We're not talking about 16% oversampling. We're talking double. This is ridiculous. Of course Hillary Clinton was winning by 68 and 70 points. Oh, just then, CNN poll, 30 minutes after the debate, we've got the first sign of the poll. She's winning by 68 points. Well, she better be. She better be if you're double sampling. Hell, she should be at 80% of your double sampling. This is ridiculous. So, again, that's why you see the votes being flipped. The reports coming in from Ohio. The reports coming in from Texas. You say, well, that's not a battleground state. Whatever, they're doing it because they want her to probably try to win the popular, too, because it'll look bad if she doesn't. They're clearly doing this in Florida. They're clearly doing it in Pennsylvania. They're clearly doing it in Colorado. It's happening. By the way, we're starting an email address. We're going to check it every hour, 24 hours a day. Vote at InfoWars.com. VOTE at InfoWars.com. screenshots, photos, videos, YouTubes, you've shot yourself, a fraud happening, whatever. You send us that, we'll be checking it constantly. I want all the reporters to be checking it every hour with reports you've got, what you've seen, what's unfolded. I saw a polling place this morning, saw a line 200 feet long out the door, pulled over, boom, got a shot out the window of the car, tweeted it out. It's just intel, 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 intel. All of it's important. Send us your intel. Vote at InfoWars.com. We got big stuff coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The date is Thursday, October 27th, 2016. We are now only 11 days out from the 2016 election.
Only 11 days out and massive evidence of frauds coming in all over the country, flipping votes. Donald Trump is tweeting, very concerned. Election officials have had to pull out some of the electronic machines saying, yeah, they're flipping, and then turning them back on, going to paper ballots. We've got Democrats on video with Project Veritas from the director of New York's elections, right down to people that are actually doing it, admitting organized crime fraud on an industrial scale to steal the election. We have them admittedly being caught in WikiLeaks, paying companies to oversample for Hillary, in some cases 40-plus percent. The average is about 16% to show her ahead. This is crazy. And now we have them panicking in clips we just played, Mook and others, the head of the campaign, saying that, you better go vote because it looks like Donald Trump really could win. So they're getting very, very scared right now. Then we have our crowd sizes, a couple hundred people. We got 30 people for Kane. Herb almost falling down again today. That video's up on InfoWars.com. It is crazy to see all this happening. Meanwhile, Donald Trump will win, says the political scientist who's always been right in every major election since he launched his algorithm. That's the London Independent. So we're tracking all of this. We have more of the Obamacare architects, Ezekiel Emanuel, and also Mr. Gruber, Jonathan Gruber, on TV laughing at the public to their face this time, saying we're going to raise premiums even more to punish you and penalties that do not exist. So we have reached an insane asylum level where these people are literally like the Joker laughing at us. We're going to go to our special guest. I mean, I knew that Roger Stone was coming on, but I'm really excited to see that right next to him is James O'Keefe of Project Veritas. So we'll be talking to them with major breaking news in just one moment. Before I go any further, this broadcast is viewer and listener supported. We're obviously, just like these two guys, it's great to have us all together. The tip of the spear, we need your support now more than ever because we need to have our investigative reporters in the field. It's very expensive to run this operation. That's why I bring you the very best products that I personally use, whether they're non-GMO heirloom seeds or high-quality water filtration systems or high-quality nutraceuticals from things like oil of oregano right through to just things you need like selenium, one of the key trace elements, at InfoWarsLife.com. And we've got our great nootropic that we're going to end the 25% sale this weekend, BrainForce, available at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. And then the biggest sale ever. We've done this before, but never topped it. This is the biggest sale we've ever do. 30 to 40% off all the super high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. You can also call toll-free 888-253-3139. We have one other big special we're announcing today. The ProPure G2 King, that's their biggest, gravity water filter, cuts all the garbage out. Now 30% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So a lot of specials running right now, and that all goes to support the transmission. We have sold out of the Hillary for President shirts that we started. I thought we had enough to go through the election. It's over. Collector's item, it's gone. The Bill Clinton rape shirt, that's still available. Roger Stone designed that. The rape whistles, available. The prices we're selling, and we're not making much money, but it doesn't matter. It's about getting the word out. We have Trump is my president, limited edition, to wear out in public. It's red. So people understand that we're the majority across the board of every race, color, and creed waking up with populism. So a very exciting time to be alive. Now, breaking news right now with Roger Stone, who, as we get closer to the end here, we're going to have him on every day if he can do it, along with James O'Keefe, that heads up Project Veritas, that is just absolutely, I think, would win the Most Valuable Player award in this overall 2016 election, exposing the organized crime. And I mean, I hate to nominate him for that because I want that, and I'm sure Drudge wants that. I guess Drudge is kind of like the coach, and so is Roger Stone. But I tell you, Most Valuable Player, the guy that scored, you know, most of the touchdowns in the game that have been so devastating, along with WikiLeaks. It's hard to say who, folks, but I got to tell you, James O'Keefe doesn't want the credit. He wants to beat these people, but here he is joining us via Skype with Mr. Stone. So a great surprise to have you there with Mr. Stone.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Roger's here because we're going to be releasing a little video tomorrow where Roger makes a little cameo in it. So he's in my office, and he said you were doing the Skype, and it's great to be here.
Well, I know you're a busy man, so let's let you first tell us the latest, give us some hints on what's going to be breaking, your take on what I just broke down, and then, of course, Roger, who's heading up the national operations grassroots to stop the steal, can fill us in.
Well, it's very humbling for you to say that, and we're very busy. We released four installments of the series. This week we found out that Hillary was personally involved in dressing people up at these protests to elicit a violent reaction. And the White House has been asked about it, and Trump brought it up in the debates last week, as you saw. We released part four, where they took money from a foreign bank account and then returned it. So two people have been fired. You know, there may be more fired. We're releasing another video tomorrow. And as it relates to voter fraud, The New York City Commissioner of Elections, after our video last week, was issued a subpoena because he said that they bust people around. And him and de Blasio right now are at war with each other. So he was issued a subpoena, and we're going to see what happens there.
again, not tooting your horn, just breaking down the chain of events, you guys have been mirroring, I guess without even knowing, the intel WikiLeaks has, but then showing it in the real world, confirming it in triplicate. And then you've also, again, have Hillary confirmed in the videos that she's giving the direct orders, and what Hillary wants, she gets. And then we have the new WikiLeaks with Podesta saying, you know, Hillary's crazy. What the hell is she doing? And we have the other emails saying we're covering it up. We've got to, you know, clean all this up. I mean, we have them now.
Yeah, I think this is her Achilles heel. The fact that I thought the voter fraud is important. The inducement of violence at the protests, that's a smoking gun. And she hasn't even denied it. I mean, she won't even address it. When she was asked on the airplane late last week about it, they said, well, what do you have to say for yourself? She literally ran away and said, time to get food. So I think it's her Achilles heel that she was personally involved. Bob Creamer, the man in the videos, you know, he's no low-level guy. He's the beating heart of the institutional left in the Democratic Party. And he has been, and that heart has been ripped out of the body right now. And he went to the White House 340 times, met with the president 47 times. The mainstream media is not doing it, but someone has to continue asking her over and over again, what do you have to say for yourself for dressing people up like Donald Duck? It's a stupid, silly thing that she did, but she did it. And that's why people were beaten and bloodied, is because of what she did.
And we know from the emails sending people in to basically illicit attacks on women, or having security drag out women that were causing disturbances. I mean, this is premeditated. This is absolutely criminal. And when you say that their heart's been torn out, we're not just saying that. I mean, politically, even if she crawls over the finish line and steals the election, which is getting scarcer and scarcer, it looks like, as a chance, she's going to end up getting indicted. I mean, she makes Nixon look like a saint.
That's the point I was just about to make, which is, look, no one ever proved that Nixon knew about the break-in at the Watergate, and he was removed essentially for dirty tricks and illegalities pertaining to the 1972 election. What Hillary is, as James says, you got the smoking gun. She has been involved. Now, in the old days, Woodward and Bernstein would be on her like a cheap suit. Where's the Washington Post? Where's the New York Times? The very people who drove Nixon from office in investigative reporting because of irregularities and dirty tricks in the 72 election, I would remind you, they're silent today. They're just like, oh, nothing to see there. Keep moving.
We're 11 days out. There's massive evidence of election fraud. O'Keefe, again, and his crew blew it wide open, the premeditated, like something out of a Batman movie where they're rubbing their hands together, giggling about how no one can stop them. I mean, literally, for listeners who just tuned in, go to Project Veritas and watch the videos for yourself. Now even more is coming out. What do you expect them to do? I mean, do they have enough bravado to actually try to steal it now that we have them on video admitting they're stealing it?
I think, Alex, you know, to Roger's point, I think that you have a situation where Trump is a proxy vote against the entire system, the entire establishment. Even in the unlikely case that Hillary pulls this one through, no one has confidence in how the whole system is rigged. The whole game is rigged. And what I said to you last time is that this story is not just about the corruption and the fraud and the illegality, and that she was personally involved in protests, which all of her people said that she was, and that they were talking about busing people across state lines and proudly saying it. It's a story about how the citizens of this country are so fed up and so angry with the media that like we're the barbarians at the gates.
Yes.
Millions of people on social media putting pressure on the mainstream media to cover this story. This is a turning point in our country's history right now, because you have millions of people with nowhere to go except for your show. And they view Roger as a leader. They view Project Veritas as a leader. This is a turning point for our country. We don't need the Washington Post anymore. Woodward and Bernstein.
Absolutely. And we're not just saying this for listeners, because this is so historic. Undoubtedly, they even admit this. They're hitting the panic button in a whole bunch of big publications, as you know, admitting they're dead, admitting everyone hates them, admitting they're a shadow of a shadow of a shadow, and admitting that they have destroyed all their credibility, and that if they're crazy enough to just put Hillary in now, that will be the absolute coup de grace tombstone. I mean, we have fought her, the people have fought her, and now the system is completely chewed up and bleeding to death.
That's right. No one has faith in the system anymore.
Right. And we have an early warning on what's about to happen in these elections. I mean, since I announced the Stop the Steal exit poll program, by the way, the three networks conduct exit polls on a regular basis. They contract out to do it. No one accuses them of intimidating voters. But since we announced the Stop the Steal exit poll program in 7,000 selected precincts across the country in key states, the attack on us from the left and their running dog lackeys has been outrageous. Racists, thugs, a motley crew of stumble bums that are going to be threatening people at the polls. Oh, they're going to be wearing badges. By the way, no badges. No, we're going to run a neutral exit poll. It's not like a guy comes up to you with a Trump hat and a Trump t-shirt and Trump buttons and says, "Hi, I'm taking an exit poll." This is going to be done on a scientific basis, and it has panicked the establishment because they know we can compare the exit polls with the actual results and have evidence, conceivably, that you can take into a federal court to overturn this election. The great danger is the rigging of the machines. It's not just voter fraud. James, I think, has uncovered a torrent of dirty tricks, and he's on the edges of their attempts to hijack this election. So you can see what's coming through what's happening now in Texas and other places. You're starting to see the machine twist.
And that's my question. We're awake. The world's awake. The frauds all come out. Veritas has them admitting they're trying to steal it. We have the WikiLeaks admitting they're trying to steal it. They're rigging polls. They're panicking. So now that they're with the lights on, trying to creep into the house and steal the jewels, are they still going to do it with a sports stadium of people watching them?
I'll tell you that the Attorney General of Delaware just put out a memorandum where they said, you're not allowed to film or expose things at the polls. So I just got that on my desk this morning. They're trying to stop people like Veritas from going and filming and uncovering it. They're going to make it illegal. They're going to criminalize journalism. They're going to try to everyone always said, well, Hillary gets elected, James, they're going to put you in jail. And I hope that I don't think the American people will stand for that. I don't think your audience would stand for it.
Roger's been told they get back in, they're coming after all of us.
Yes, they're going to come after. Well, not unless your audience puts pressure. Like Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, kicked me off 2 weeks ago, and 40,000 people sent tweets to Jack Dorsey, and then they reinstated us.
Since you mentioned that, they kicked with 10 million views on that channel, another 20 or so on his, 3 on ours. So we're talking 30 plus million views. They kicked Danny Williams off YouTube yesterday saying his videos were racist. There was nothing racist in them. This is the new community guidelines. Now, because of pressure, they put them back today. WorldNet Daily's reporting. What do you make of that?
Exactly. Because of pressure, they put them back today. So I think we're fine as long as your audience and Roger's audience and my audience, as long as you put pressure on the machine. But the whole fact that the United States Attorney in Delaware is making it, or the Attorney General, rather, is making it illegal for me to film the fraud, that's now we're entering a brave new world.
Sure, and how does he circumvent the laws that are already there that you can be outside? Because we have crews outside, and people are running up to us saying, you're criminal as well, but they're letting people with Hillary stickers on them go in and actually solicit votes. In fact, here's a clip that came out on Twitter this morning, was sent to us by the activist, vote@Infowars.com, folks. Send all your links there, vote@Infowars.com, to that email. Here's a lady going up to a Clinton operative with a Clinton badge, armband, basically, who's recruiting people to vote at the polling station. Now, that is illegal. Here it is.
Stickers if you're registered people to vote in the state of Nevada.
Can you show me the model?
Yeah, I sure will. What's your name? Really? You better hide your face, because I'm going to call the news on this one. We're going to put you on InfoWars. So you're another one. You're about the fifth one in the state of Nevada wearing Hillary stickers. You know you can't be wearing Hillary stickers if you're registering people to vote. You can't. No, it's a free place. So what's your name?
All right, it goes on and on. It shows the polling place right behind her. Now again, the law varies, but I think she's on the edge of it. The point is, this is the brazen behavior. And notice, the lady that sent us this tweeted it at O'Keefe, Roger Stone, and InfoWars. People understand, those are the places to report this type of stuff. We will get it out. So thank you, listeners, for taking action. Roger, James O'Keefe?
Yeah, let me address this. The 50 states have different laws pertaining to the conduct inside and around a polling place. And most states allow electioneering a certain number of feet away, several hundred thousand usually. Therefore, asking people outside a polling place when they leave how they voted in a scientific poll, well, as I said, the networks do it. It's very common. Videoing those conversations outside the polling place, which is at this point not part of our plan, but would be entirely legal. As far as electioneering, again, as voters approach the poll outside a certain number of feet, generally speaking, but officials inside wearing Clinton paraphernalia, people going in and out wearing Clinton paraphernalia, this is clearly...
Sure, to be clear, according to the Twitter person, a reporter, she was going in and out. The point is, she's talking to people as they're going in and going out. So correct me if I'm wrong, you shouldn't be talking to them as they go in, especially if you're festooned with Hillary badges.
Unless you're a certain number of feet. So if she saw people in the parking lot, let's take Connecticut, the state I know, I think it's 230 feet from the polling place, you're allowed to electioneer. Hold a sign, cheer, hand out flyers, anything you want. But a certain number of feet away from the poll. You can't follow the voters in.
So she can't be at the door to the grocery store.
Correct, exactly. But she can be on the outer edges of the parking lot of the grocery store.
Okay. This is just too historic what's happening. I'm skipping this break, too. This is just so great to have you two guys here with us. I know you got to go in about 10 minutes, both of you. James O'Keefe, what happens if they try to steal it? What does your gut tell you? Other key points, you've got the floor.
Well, I think the video that came out Monday where it showed the Hillary campaign illegally coordinating with these nonprofit organizations. They're spending money to help the campaign. That's an FEC violation. So there have been a couple complaints filed. Your point was, well, what are you doing when they break the law? And that's what it's a cliche at this point, but we're living in sort of a banana republic where laws, we're not a nation of political laws, we're a nation of political will, where no one is equal under the law. And she breaks the law over and over and over again. So I catch it on video where she's personally involved. Bob Creamer says she's involved. They're bragging about how they coordinate. On Fox News, Brad Woodhouse said, of course I coordinate with Hillary Clinton. He's bragging about the fact that he's doing illegal campaign coordination. We issued an FEC complaint. We sent out an email campaign to 100,000 people, put pressure on the FEC. What more can we do? The law enforcement agencies of our country are not going to enforce the laws. I mean, I'm a journalist. I can report facts. I can put it on videotape. But it's very concerning.
And to quote him, he says, there's nothing the government will do. We're above the law. He literally does the famous criminal celebration.
But wasn't the whole lesson of Watergate, no person is above the law? Isn't that what the liberals said over and over again in the when they removed Nixon? Now it's very clear that that certain people, call it elite deviants, if you will, certain people get a pass. They
sure,
so
let me ask you both. What happens if they steal it in front of God and country? James and then Roger.
I think what happens is the people will revolt. People are. I saw it. I saw it over the last 2 weeks. I've never seen anything like this.
I agree.
We are witnessing a populist revolt on social media. People don't give a crap what the New York Times says. They don't believe them anymore. So if you have 50 or 100 million people in this country who have no one to speak for them, what's going to happen to those people? I think that's a powerful movement of people that are going to literally revolt. It's not going to be with pitchforks. I think it's going to be on social. I think it's going to be on media. I think they're going to literally revolt.
Seeing that. Mainstream media admits everybody hates us. We're losing subscriptions. We're losing sponsors. They've gone from being absolutely not trusted to being absolutely hated. Roger, what happens next?
The important thing, Alex, is we just can't have a supposition based on circumstantial evidence that this was stolen. You need hard evidence that would be admissible in court. And that is why we at StopTheSteal.org are trying to create a legal record. That's why we're doing these exit polls, so they can then be compared. Within an hour of the polls closing, we hope to have an entire analysis, and we will be able to hand Donald Trump or the Republican National Committee, if they're really for Donald Trump, a package that shows that this election was heisted, if it indeed is heisted. Again, don't get distracted by voter fraud. It's significant, but that's not the ball.
No,
game.
I agree. The big issue is going to be the vote flipping by the machines, which Absolutely. We've confirmed in Texas. I have family that's scared to come on. It happened to them, okay? I tried to go vote this morning. The lines were too long, so I have the photo. I just was like, good God, there's a 200-foot line, and inside the building was a snaking 60-foot line and like 100 people waiting. So used to, if I went and voted, there might have been 5 people there in early voting. That's why I like to vote early. So what does that signify? Giant lines everywhere, almost everyone voting for Trump, according to election officials, but people are telling them, exit polls, and we're being told Texas is close.
This is a part and parcel of the two-step. Step one, create a false level of anticipation, of expectations. Step two, rig the machines to meet those expectations. Nobody will be the wiser. It's the perfect crime. That's why it has to be detected through exit polls. If they would allow us to inspect the software for the machines in advance, we could determine that this is not happening, but they will not allow that. Secondarily, these machines can be rigged at the central server. They can be rigged by somebody inside the local board of elections, or they can be rigged by a person carrying a $15 device that he bought at Best Buy.
And that's been proven by HBO. I want to get final comments from both of you because I know you've got to go and, of course, give out the websites. But talk about Project Veritas, huge coup last week. Here's Scott Fogel, the number two minion of the top Democratic operative, Kramer, saying, hey, we're above the law. It doesn't matter. We're not worried about the press. Here's that clip.
The question is whether when you get caught by a reporter, does that matter? Because there's a certain investigation or not. In this case, in this state, the answer is no. Because they don't have any power to do anything.
Right.
So this is sort of maybe not stuff for the general.
So, James O'Keefe, we don't have any power to do anything about it. I mean, I've been asking the questions here. Other points you'd like to add, James O'Keefe of Project Veritas?
Well, I think the point is, in that clip, Scott Fogel specifically said, he said, the Republicans are too weak in the knees to actually enforce the laws in the state of Wisconsin. Now, I will tell you that in the last couple of days, I've sources have told me we've been contacted by law enforcement agencies, and they are planning on pressing charges. Now, whether they go through with it, this is what their plan is at this point.
Sure, they want to go forward, and then Loretta Lynch stops it.
Right, but the main this is really shocking what he said. He said I could F-U-C-K my mother and get away with it in places like Michigan and Wisconsin because the Republicans are too weak in the knees to actually do anything about it.
That's right.
That's the main story. It's that they could do anything and get away with it.
And that's because they're really Democrats. The WikiLeaks prove that Rubio and Ryan are actual Democratic operatives.
Yes, it's worse than we think. They're unwilling to enforce the laws, and you got a man. They're very embarrassing to the Republicans.
In closing, I want to say this right now. If you guys can do five more, you can. If not, you can. I mean, I've got guests coming up, so I understand. But let's all spend some time talking about Project Veritas, talking about Stone Cold Truth and InfoWars.com. We are the tip of the spear. We're not bragging. In fact, it's not that fun to be under all these attacks. We need support. Buy my books. Buy my videos. Buy the high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com. We have great prices on high-quality storable food right now. Great Trump is my president limited edition shirts. 25% off on some of our supplements. InfoWarsLife.com. I need your support. You guys, you know, call for support. I mean, we are like the battle axe going up against the enemy. We need folks' support. They are supporting us. I want to thank the viewers and listeners, but Roger and then Veritas, you guys spend, you know, 30, 40 seconds apiece for calling for support.
Well, let me start here. I urge people to give to James' program. It is the tip of the spear. And he has been able to learn and document things that have been vital to this overall effort. You'll recall, Alex, that many months ago I said here on InfoWars that the demonstrations at the Trump rallies that burst into violence was all being instigated by Soros-paid operatives wearing Bernie T-shirts as a false flag. We now know that all of that is accurate, thanks to the work of Veritas. So I strongly urge your listeners to pony up.
No better bang for the buck than supporting Project Veritas. Absolutely. And no better bang for the buck supporting Roger Stone, StoneColdTruth.com, or InfoWars.com. It's a total war. Commit now. James?
Thank you. Yeah, exactly. What I mean, Roger is doing good work. He's getting the message out. We were talking before we came on the program about how I'm in cabs all around the country on my journalism, and the cabs are talking about Alex Jones and InfoWars. So stay tuned. We got more coming out. ProjectVeritasAction.com.
All right, gentlemen, I want to thank you both. Roger, we'll talk again tomorrow if you can do it, because so much is moving so fast. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, Alex, a special report on Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania now moves into the toss-up category with Donald Trump on the move.
All right, very exciting. Hour two straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today?